This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we're thanking God for the Word of God that we get at 425 Laconia Boulevard. We have knowledge and understanding of what God requires for us to live holy and without spot or without blemish. And we're thanking God for one came to Jesus and said, "What good thing shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus answered and said, "But if thou keep the commandments, then you will have eternal life." And we're thanking God this life is in his Son. And I'm thanking God for the understanding that we have of God's word. And now our pastor, Pastor Perry Boyd.
Thank God for your teaching. My elders, missionaries, deacons, and all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus another Sabbath day. We're glad for God's anointing that's going on. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Thought today is about being strangers from the covenants of promise. We have so many today that are strangers from the covenant of promise. Before we get into that thought, the choir is going to sing this number, Obey the Word. Choir. Pleasing God here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. And it's also about pleasing God wherever you might be in this world. When you have a mind to live for God, it's about obeying the word. That's how you please God. Announcements, Deacon Debbie.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California,
9001 or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God, another Sabbath day. I'm glad for our great Bishop Barfield and our great Bishop Philip and our great Bishop Dorothy. These were commandment keepers. They were preachers and those that lived holy, preachers of God's commandments, preachers of God's word. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. That is God's commonwealth, and it's the covenant of promise. And Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. This is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. I believe the scripture. The Lord said, believe on me as the scripture hath said. And I strive to do that. It takes God to take you to and through the scripture. Hear a little, there a little, while I speak to my people. And that's what God does, and he's yet doing this today. Now let's go to Ephesians 2 and 12. Strangers from the covenants of promise. The covenants of promise are promises that God made, and it all stems from the promise of God. Yes. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That is the commonwealth of Israel. And that's who we are. We're Israelites. We're not Israeli. We are Jews here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. Yes. Because we've been circumcised in heart. And there's ones that are yet being circumcised in heart. Ephesians 2 and 12, Deacon.
That at that time you were without Christ.
Now listen to what the scripture's saying. I thought about the scripture. The Lord said, what do you read and how do you read it? Because the scripture is about interpretation. Now, the sower just sows the seed. And it's up to God to give the increase, the understanding of God's word. So we take you here and there. We put it together. We put the puzzle, the pieces together. And I trust God give you understanding. As the scripture says, my sheep hear my voice.
Beautiful.
So I don't worry about how you're going to receive it. The sheep is going to get the understanding. At that time, ye were without Christ. What?
Being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel.
So when you're without Christ, you're without the Lord, you are aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. Because it's about Israel. God's son is Israel. Jesus is Israel. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they are Israel. Once he dubbed his son Israel, Jacob, it covers Adam to us today and for those that are after us. That at that time ye were without Christ. What?
Being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel.
What?
And strangers from the covenants of promise.
So when you're without Christ, you're strangers from the covenants of promise. How plain is that?
Yes, Pastor.
And Paul was talking to all of those that had an ear to hear, whether they were natural Jews or not, when they were without Christ, they were Gentiles. And they were strangers and aliens from the covenant of promise. Now, the covenant of promise is God's word. When the Lord came, they didn't know who he was because they were strangers and aliens from the commonwealth and from the covenants of promise. Although they had God's word, they were strangers to it because they had no understanding. When you don't have understanding of God's word today, you are an alien and a stranger from the covenant of promise. Mm-hmm. And
having no hope.
You are without Christ.
And without God in the world.
And without God. So when you are a stranger of the covenant, aliens, and without Christ, you're without God. Yes. Christ is God. Yes. Now let's reverse that. If you have Christ, if you have God, you shouldn't be a stranger to the covenant. How plain is that? And you shouldn't be aliens to Christ. So many say, I have Christ, but you're strangers to the covenant. That means you don't have Christ. Because when you're strangers to the covenant, you are not in the commonwealth of Israel. Now let's go to Titus 1 and 4. And I trust everyone out there that hath an ear and a desire to know God, to please God, you're going to get the revelation. You're going to get the knowledge. And I don't know how much plainer I can make it, because I'm only speaking what the scripture says. You're without Christ and you're aliens to the covenant of promise and to the commonwealth of Israel without the covenants.
Yes, Pastor.
If you have the covenants of promise, you're no more stranger. And you are not without God, and you're not without Christ.
Beautiful.
Titus 1 and 4, what does it say?
To Titus, mine own son, after the common faith.
Now, we know that Titus was not Paul's natural son, but he was his son after the common faith. The common faith is the commonwealth of Israel. As I say so many times, so many say, what faith are you people? My answer is, there's only one. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. That is the scripture.
Right.
And it cannot be broken. And there's only one when the Lord came, before he came, and after he's gone. There's only one.
Right.
It's called the common faith. My own son, after the common faith, because he said, who is my mother, my brother, sister? Those that do the will of my Father. So when we embrace one another as brother and sister and mother.
Yes.
That's who your son can be. Because we're all sons of God. And he said, Titus, after the common faith is my son. Grace,
mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Because they're all the same. Yes. From the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Father, grace.
Yes.
And peace. Mm-hmm. Second verse, what does it say?
Second verse. In hope of eternal life.
Now, eternal life, that's the common wealth of Israel. In hope of eternal life, what?
Which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began.
God promised before the world began. We don't have to go to Genesis and get it. But it promised to make man after his image. And that they would have power. Let's go there and get that. I want to make sure we get it right. Genesis 1 and 26. We're going to come right back there. Okay? Genesis 1, 26. What does it say?
And God said, let us make man in our image.
What?
After our likeness.
What?
And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea.
What?
And over the fowl of the air.
What?
And over the cattle.
What?
And over all the earth. And over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
That beautiful? That's what God promised.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And to have that, to have power over everything creeping on the earth, that's eternal life.
Yes.
Because if you don't have power over these things, you're just talking about the natural. Right. But to have power over that is means you got God's spirit.
God.
You have power over all of these things that creepeth upon the
that's
earth.
Yes.
That's eternal.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That's the point of God's creation. The power. Let's go back now. Let's go back.
Yes, Pastor.
In hope of eternal life, 1 and 2, Titus.
Which God that cannot lie promised before the world
for
began.
For he created man, that was his intentions. What? Third
yes.
verse.
But hath in due times manifested his word.
His word is the common faith.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And although his word went forth, so many didn't recognize it when the word took on flesh.
Right.
And he didn't recognize it when it came through his sons from Adam to today. Could not recognize God's word. Did not heed to God's word. They killed the prophets and all of those God sent. Those that didn't accept his word. But hath in due time manifested his word through preaching. What?
Which is committed unto me according to the commandment of our God, our Savior.
That's the commonwealth.
God, our Savior. Yes.
The preaching according to the commandment of our God.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Of God, our Savior.
Our Savior, yes.
The Lord is my Savior, so is God. Because the Lord is God. That's what Scripture says.
Yes.
I'm not making it up.
Yes.
The Lord is God.
Yes.
The Lord is the Word, and the Word was made flesh. And the word never changed. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Let's go to Acts 2 and 41. Because we're talking about the commonwealth of Israel.
Yeah.
And the commonwealth is called many things. Just like unto the word is dubbed many things. God is called many things. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Acts 2 and 41. What does it say?
Then they that gladly received his word were baptized.
What?
And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls.
That beautiful? So the word is the common wealth of Israel. Because the Lord said to as many as received him, talking about the word, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. That's the commonwealth. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Now, let's go to 1 John 2 and 7. Right. Stay with me.
Yes, Pastor.
And we know this is somewhere out there on the net. Maybe one or two are listening. But it's unto you, old men, he called. Isn't that beautiful? And if you are fortunate enough to hear this word, I'm giving you the knowledge. It takes God to give you the understanding. Isn't that beautiful? 1 John 2 and 7 says what?
Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning.
So they said, but a new commandment is just love. That's no new commandment. That's the summation of the new commandment, which have not been understood from day one. Love is the fulfilling of God's law. And the Lord said, if you love me, keep my commandments. This is the love of God, that you walk after his commandments. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
I write no new commandment unto you. Now, Lord is going off scene. Here's John, who is a witness to the word that took on flesh and died for our sins. He's letting you know, I write no new commandment unto you. What?
But an old commandment, which he had from the beginning.
This is the commandment we had from the beginning. Because the scripture says, in the beginning was the word.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
The old commandment is the word.
The old commandment is the word. What?
Which ye have heard from the beginning.
Thank God. Now, let's read 1 John 2 and 7. What does it say?
2 and 7. Yes, Pastor. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you.
Pastor, you read it before. Did you hear me?
All right, Pastor.
All right.
Are you hearing the scripture? Brethren, I'm talking to you, brethren, all you to hear me. If you say you are brother, I write no new commandment unto you. What?
But an old commandment.
An old commandment. This is old.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing no older than the word.
Yes.
An old commandment. What?
Which ye had from the beginning.
Now, we've had this from the beginning. And I understand the Lord said, I am the Lord and I change not. The Lord is the word. What?
The old commandment is the word.
The old commandment is the word. Now, he said, that's the golden rule. So that's the old Mosaic law. The old commandment is the word, which ye have heard, what?
From the beginning.
From the beginning.
Yes.
That's the commonwealth of Israel. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Acts 2 and 44. Let's go back there.
Yes.
We were near there. Let's go back to Acts. Acts 2 and 44.
And all that believed were together and had all things common.
Now, you know what the common faith is? Togetherness.
Right.
Beautiful.
That is beautiful.
When you have all things common, You're in the common faith. One of the common things you have in the common faith is trials and tests.
Yes, Lord.
Now, when you don't have God, devil ain't going after you because he already got you. But one of the common things is he went to make war with the remnant of her seed. That's one of the commonalities of the common faith, of the commonwealth.
Mm-hmm.
Devil's coming after you. They fought the Lord tooth and nail to try to get him and kill him before he got to the cross. That devil did. But because he didn't yield, they nailed him to their cross. That ain't the cross of the Lord. The cross of the Lord is the commonwealth of Israel. It's his word. Read it again.
And all that believed were together.
All that believed. That means everyone that believes God's word, you're keeping God's commandments. We're all together. But now if you're not keeping God's commandments, you're not in the commonwealth. We're not together. That's why we are separated people. What?
And had all things common.
We got all things common. One of the commonalities is fighting that devil. And fighting off everything that say they're of God that's not in the commonwealth. We're not with that. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm. Yes, beautiful.
Ephesians.
Yes.
2 and 12. Let's go there again.
That's so beautiful.
Said, now, preacher man, you sound like you got a cold. I rebuke that cold. You can rebuke all you want. That cold ain't going nowhere, especially on this broadcast. Don't pray for me about this cold. It's just a common cold. This is not the commonwealth. It's a common cold. That beautiful ain't stopping nothing. 2 and 12. Read it again.
That at that time ye were without Christ.
Listen again what it's saying. At that time, because it's talking about, so many say, well, by grace are you saved. We're going to get to that, hopefully. Elder Phillips said, we're going to get to that. When you're without Christ, you're an alien.
Yes.
What?
Being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel.
Because you're an alien when you're not with the commonwealth, which is God's word. What?
And strangers from the covenants of promise.
Strangers. From the covenant. So again, if you have God, you're without God. But once you say, I got God, you shouldn't be a stranger from the covenants of promise. Shouldn't
beautiful.
Be.
Beautiful.
Now, I'm going to bring you some of the promises. And if you are strange, so that's done away with, you're without God. Because then you know when you have God, you're not a stranger to it. By the way, I agree with that.
Beautiful.
Let's go to Deuteronomy 10 and 12. See if any of this sounds strange to you, because I know most of you out there that's hearing my voice. If you're not a commandment keeper, all you know is the blood and the cross and how he died. That got you back to obeying God if you were obeying God, and many don't know they weren't obeying God because you're a stranger from the promises, the covenants of promise. So if you're a stranger to it, that means you haven't been obeying it, because the promise is a note. And it's rules and regulations you must choose to do. That's what the covenants of promise are. Promises are. Mm-hmm. 10 and 12, what does it say?
And now Israel.
Now, wait a minute. If you are not Israel, you must not be with God. You're without God and you're without Christ. Because you should know, as the Lord said, other sheep I have, but not that are not of this fold. Them I must bring. There shall be one shepherd, one fold. The fold is Israel. That's the commonwealth.
Isn't
that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
What doth the Lord thy God require of
thee? Now there's some requirements of the Lord, thy God. And it's the commonwealth of Israel to have this knowledge. It's a requirement. If you choose to do it, it becomes a promise. I mean, a covenant. And it is a promise. What?
But to fear the Lord thy God.
Fear the Lord thy God.
To walk in all his ways.
Walk in all his ways. Why he said, I am the way.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Walk in all his ways.
And to love him.
Love him.
And to serve the Lord
thy God.
Wait
a minute. Did he say, if you love me, keep my commandments? That's the commonwealth. That came about when he came and took on flesh. This is what he required in spirit only. But he had his sons, his anointed, to bring this word. Moses.
Yes.
Bring him. And he came just like him.
Yes,
that beautiful?
Yes, beautiful.
Walking all his ways. What?
And to love him.
What?
and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart.
All thy heart, what?
And with all thy soul.
All thy soul, what? Mm-hmm.
To keep the commandments of the
there
Lord.
There it is again, to keep the commandments. That's what his walking his ways right. is. That's the commonwealth.
Yeah, beautiful.
To keep the commandments
of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
And his statutes.
And his statutes.
Which I command thee this day for thy good.
God commanded this. That's the covenants of promise. Is that beautiful?
Yes.
Read 16th verse.
Yes, Pastor.
Circumcise.
Circumcise, therefore, the foreskin of your heart.
What?
And be no more stiff-necked.
So when you get into circumcision, that's what makes you a Jew. Because the circumcision is not outward in the flesh, but of that of the heart. Isn't that beautiful? This is the covenant of promise.
Beautiful.
What?
For the Lord your God is God of gods.
What?
And Lord of lords.
What?
A great God.
What?
A mighty and a terrible.
What?
Which regardeth not persons, nor taketh reward.
This is the covenant of promise. He don't regard with persons. So he don't care what your natural nationality is.
That's
is that right?
Right.
Natural. Nationality? Is that what it is? Okay. Now, creed?
All right.
Color?
That's my suit.
Status? All right. Four and one. What does it say?
Yes.
Deuteronomy 4:1.
Yes.
This is the commonwealth.
Yes.
And this is the covenants of promise. And I trust when you hear my voice, you can say, well, you know what? I'm a stranger to this. Because
right.
this is not what I'm being taught. I'm taught his blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, that's what got you back into getting to doing the promise.
Right.
The covenants of promise. What?
Now therefore hearken.
Hearken.
O Israel.
What?
Unto the statutes and unto the judgments.
What?
Which I teach you for to do them.
I'm teaching you this to do it. What?
Mm-hmm. That ye may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you.
Isn't that beautiful? What?
Ye shall not add unto the word which I command
you. This is God's word. The covenant is the commonwealth of Israel. Ye shall not add unto the word. What?
Which I command you. Neither shall ye diminish aught from it.
What?
That ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command
commanded
you.
Commanded it. Mm-hmm. Now, if you say the day of rest is Sunday, you're adding to God's word. You're without God, you're without Christ, you're alien from the covenant. Because if you offend in one point, you're guilty of them all. It is not all about just the rest day. If you're a liar, you're yet an alien. You're without Christ. Is that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Read the sixth verse.
Yes, Pastor. Keep therefore and do them.
Say it again.
Keep therefore and do them.
Now, wait a minute. Keep and do it.
Yes.
Why?
For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations.
Is that a promise?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, right.
That's part of the covenant of promise.
Beautiful, Pastor.
Now, how is that going to change? That now, he said that back then in the old Mosaic law. It ain't like that today. Yeah, it is, because
yes.
he don't change. That's a promise. That's why we always quote that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're under the covenants of promise.
Yes.
18, Deuteronomy.
Yes.
18 and 15.
Mm-hmm.
These are the covenants of promise. And I know that so many are strangers to this because these jackleg preachers got your mind focused on nothing but that blood that's running down off the cross.
Yes.
And that cross of that devil. That's not the cross of Christ. The cross of Christ is the commonwealth of Israel. That's his word. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
18 and 15.
The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee.
What?
Of thy brethren, like unto me. Unto him ye shall hearken.
Well, they raised him up when he raised up Joshua.
Yes.
On down to Moses. He was like unto Jesus, he was like unto Moses.
Yes.
They didn't hear him. 18th verse, what does that happen?
Yes.
What do you say?
I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren.
What?
Like unto thee.
What?
And will put my words in his mouth.
Jesus said, go back to Moses, he wrote of me.
Oh,
and the words he put in Jesus' mouth, my father gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak.
Yes.
And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. That's the covenant of promise.
Yeah, beautiful.
If it's life everlasting, how could it change?
Go ahead.
What?
And he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him.
All that I shall command him. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That's the covenant of promise. Now, as I say, You say you get Christ, but if you don't want to go back to the commandments he spoke, you're without him.
Right.
Is that beautiful? How plain
right,
is that?
Beautiful.
28 and 9. Let's go there. Deuteronomy.
Yes, Pastor.
28 and 9. These are the covenants of promise. Now, if you got this promise, you ain't no way in the world you can call yourself a Baptist.
Mm-hmm. No.
Or
right.
a Catholic.
No.
Or Presbyterian.
Right.
28 and 9 says what?
The Lord shall establish thee in holy people.
Holy people. Now, wait a minute. Where is that holy people?
All right.
Don't come telling me we church of God in Christ. And you don't have the commandments, because that part might be right. So, okay, we're in Christ. But why don't you call yourself an Israelite instead of a Christian?
Yes.
The heathen called us Christians. Nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. But that's not the commonwealth. The commonwealth is Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Holiness, read.
All right. The Lord shall establish thee in holy people unto
what?
Himself.
What?
As he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the
well,
Lord.
Well, he said,
God.
Oh, church guy, we hold it, but if you're not keeping God's commandments, mm-hmm. that's not the one that he said he was going to establish unto himself.
Right.
Holiness
right.
is keeping God's commandments.
Right.
How beautiful is that? That beautiful.
Right.
What?
And walk in his ways.
Walk in his ways and what?
And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord.
What?
And they shall be afraid.
Well, that's why so many of these preachers are afraid to come to 425 the Colonial Boulevard and show us where we're wrong.
Right. Yes.
How plain is that?
That's plain. Pastor.
I want them to explain that math
right.
from Friday to Sunday and get 3 days and three nights out of that.
Right.
If you can't explain that, don't waste your time coming over here.
That's right, Pastor.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Don't waste your time calling me.
All right, Pastor.
Say John 10:24. Let's go there.
All right. Yes.
Now, that's a math question that's magical. How do you get 3 days and three nights from Friday
mm-hmm.
to Sunday? Oh, get him up on go to early the first day of the week. And the scripture told you plainly he's not here. Nobody was there. Isn't that beautiful? 10:24 says what?
Then came the Jews round about him.
What?
And said unto him.
What?
How long dost thou make us to doubt?
Wait a minute. How long? So, what are you saying? You speaking in riddles. What?
If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly.
Well, I hear what you're saying. You show us plainly about, I'm telling you, I'm going to scripture to scripture.
Yes, sir.
What did he say?
Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe not.
What?
The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me.
What?
But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep.
Anytime you can't understand the speech,
mm-hmm.
it's because you are not of God's sheep.
Mm-hmm.
What?
As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them.
What?
And they follow me.
I believe that scripture. So I'm just sowing seed. Let's go to Ephesians 2 and 12 and read it again.
Right.
I know we're getting ready to sign off.
All right, Pastor.
But if you want to know more about this message, mm-hmm. you call us. No doubt, Deacon Devin is making announcements right now. Read.
That at that time, ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel.
Commonwealth of Israel. This is who we are. Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And the commonwealth is God's commandments. Mm-hmm. What?
And strangers from the covenants of promise.
Strangers from the covenants of promise.